Reading offers you the opportunity to imagine, learn, grow awareness, develop new talents, and, well, certainly more positive activity than staring at the reality TV show du jour. Reading is also an outdoor as well as indoor activity and can lead on to other activities in a way. Our next guest joins us with the details about the summer reading clubs and programs are being offered by the Sussex County Library System for children, for teens, and guess what, even adults. Here with the details is Library's Youth Services Librarian, Diane Sebastian. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
I give you this website because this is where you can get more info and sign up about what we are talking about here at SussexCountyLibrary.org. That's for all the branches of the library system, SussexCountyLibrary.org. And I'm looking at the roster of programs and clubs. And, you know, reading clubs just aren't, like I alluded to in the introduction, reading clubs just don't bring about the reading. You have a whole host of activities that are tied in with some of these book-focused programs and clubs.
Yes, we're very excited this year because the theme is a science-related theme. For children, it's called Fizz Boom Read. For teens, it's called Spark a Reaction. And for adults, it's called Literary Elements. And we're having so many fun science programs. The science tellers are coming. Jeff Boyer and his Bubble Trouble, where he makes bubbles big enough for people to go inside of them, he's coming. We have a mad science program. And my department, the Youth Services Department, is going to be having experiments every week for the different age groups. So we're going to have fun making concoctions like slime and glow-in-the-dark concoctions. We're going to be doing some state-of-the-art technology with the Arduino electric circuit kits. So we're going to be doing so many fun things. So for the adults, we have geocaching 101. We're going to be starting geocaching for the library system. We're going to have a 3D tech demo with an engineer from Picatinny Arsenal. So I can't list everything, but if people will look on our website, they'll see there's a lot of excitement going on this summer.
And registration has started already for some of these programs with other registrations for on a week-by-week basis in some cases, and as well as a little bit later on in the tail end of this month. And, of course, too, there's always it always helps compel and inspire making an effort when you have prizes. And that's something, too, that these programs and clubs incorporate, too, especially for the kids, that there are raffle tickets and prizes. It's, the more you read, the more you might possibly win and earn and walk away with.
Wow, I'm glad you brought that up. For children.
Well, it was a little more classy than just calling it bribing them to read.
Well, you know, you start out bribing them, they end up loving it. But for children, we have a Batman Lego set, we have an art set, we have a wizard science kit that we're raffling off. For teens, we're raffling 3 Kindles this year instead of 1, so they have more of a chance to win. And for the adults, there's a Galaxy Tab 4 tablet that's being raffled off. So the raffles are a way for us to thank people for participating, but it might be a little incentive, too.
Talking with Diane Sebastian, who is the Youth Services Librarian for the Sussex County Library System. You can learn more about their various programs. In particular, we're talking about here their summer reading groups and programs at SussexCountyLibrary.org. And at SussexCountyLibrary.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And we also should mention, too, Diane, that there is always a need for people power to make all these programs work, and you're looking for teen volunteers.
Yes, we are. It's a two-way street. We love having them here to help us, but we also get to train them so they get experience with working with the public and working in a library. So it's a win-win situation.
People may be surprised, too. There's actually programs for, I said, children, youth, children, and adults. I neglected infants. You have kids coming as young as 6 months to take part in these programs.
As soon as a child is born, they are aware of what's happening around them, and they will pick up that there are shapes and symbols that mean things. And so during the year, we have a program called LAPSIT for ages 6 months through age 2, and we want them to feel included this summer as well. So they're invited to the preschool story times and events that we'll be having.
You must see a lot of kids literally grow up through these programs, given how, you know, the every age bracket that you have covered here.
Exactly. They get older and taller. I never change, though. I don't know how that happens.
You know, it's just it must be the environment of all those books. Some chemical reaction that just is the fountain of youth everyone's been looking for. The program, too, I mean, this is something that – do the teens and the parents come in together? Do the parents hang out and you know, sit in the back and watch? Does this become just a solely kid activity, or do the parents get involved as well?
A few of the programs will be limited to children because of space constraints and things, but the majority of our programs are family programs. We try to attract everyone from little ones through grandparents. So, for instance, the 3D technology demo, we're going to learn about 3D printers and things, is appropriate for children in kindergarten all the way through grandparents. Our geocaching 101 program is for entire families, because entire families go out and geocache together. And on some of the other programs, like the Science Tellers and the Jeff Boyer Bubbles, are for all ages. So I'd say probably three-quarters of our programs are for families of all ages, and then there are a few that are limited to younger.
That geocaching that you mentioned, that might be a new term for someone listening right now, too. And I did not know what it was either until one day some geocachers came up to me. I was sitting on a bench in a town common, and apparently under that bench was one of the geos they were looking for.
Yes. What happens is, it's a sport and it's a game, and you use your phone or some other GPS device to locate what are called caches. They're little containers that could be very, very tiny, or it could be larger, and inside are maybe little things you could take home, or there might just be a log to keep track of how many caches you found. Now, I have a son in North Carolina who taught me how to cache, and we have mother-son trips that we do. And so I wanted to start that up here in Sussex County. I think it would be a lot of fun. You use your GPS to find locations. You find the container, you find the little prize that's inside. It's kind of like a treasure hunt. Yeah. So we wanted to bring it into the Sussex County Library System. They have something called a path tag, which is very popular right now. Geocachers are trying to collect as many as they can. So we are going to offer a path tag for people who visit all six libraries and find all six caches. Then they will get this collector's path tag. We hope to begin the actual club in August, but we want to teach people about it in July.
So as you've heard here with Diane, that the reading clubs, summertime, any time with libraries, is more than just reading. There's a lot of stuff that goes on for people of all ages, from 6 months to people in their 60s, with the adult programs that are going on as well. And to learn more about the various summer reading programs and clubs being offered by all the branches of the Sussex County Library, you can go to sussexcountylibrary.org. You can sign up there as well, learn more about the dates, the times, the various locations. You can also call up 973-948-3660, and make the reading, make the fun, make the variety of activities that the Sussex County Library summer reading programs offer part of your summer, because, like I said, it's you have an option. You can get out and do things, or sit there and just stare at a TV. And so, I don't know about you, Diane, but getting up and getting out sounds like a lot more fun to me.
Well, we want to be known as a community place where people can gather together and learn things together and do things together. I have found out that even with teenagers, they want to get together and be in the same room playing Minecraft or some other kind of technological game, rather than to be in their separate homes communicating with each other. So even technology brings people together, and that's what the library wants to be, as a gathering place.
And you learn more again at sussexcountylibrary.org. We'll be joined this morning by their youth services librarian, Diane Sebastian. Diane, congratulations on putting together a great roster of programs for this summer. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much for inviting me.